Egan whistled a customary hail as he and Gil passed the lookout tower on foot. Like foot patrollers, there was always to be two men in the lookout. The lookout was the preferable assignment. Shelter from the cold and rain. A body could usually get away with a couple hours of shut-eye undetected. Not so on foot patrol. Everything was out in the open. It was misery in the high sun, torture in the black cold of night, and gods forbid Captain Ammon find a body dozing whilst on one of his paranoid evening strolls. Foot patrol was the short stick. The punishment watch. The task all new recruits undertook until Providence granted them some seniority in the form of new men. There was no response from the lookout. Egan slowed and frowned. Gil drew up alongside. He whistled. Still no response.
Not very friendly-like, Egan said.
Gil scoffed, probably asleep.
Not both. These not supposed to be sleeping at all, but how's you do it is by taking turns, so one can shake the other if Ammon comes round, so no one gets in trouble.
They're probably both asleep.
No.
Egan shook his finger at the lookout.
That there's spite.
Spite?
You know Zan said he'd never speak to me again over what I said about his mother?
What'd you say about his mother?
Not important.
Gil snorted.
Ain't likely. You can't be disrespecting a man's mum now. You're lucky he didn't thrash you.
Egan just eyed him. Disappointed, Gil wasn't taking his side. He returned his attention to the lookout. It was completely dark. He made a rude gesture. No response. He swatted the air and kept marching.
Know what? I hope they's did fell asleep. Let Ammon catch him. Actually, I think he was awake.
Gil jerked a thumb over his shoulder.
I heard movement when we passed.
They made their way to the campfire on the opposite side of the camp, tossed a log on top, plunked down, warmed their palms, dipped into the liquor. It wasn't long before nature made its demands. With a grunt, Egan stood and sauntered toward the wall.
Where are you going?
Gil asked.
Gotta fill the moat,